This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. A commander with U.S.-backed forces fighting the Islamic State group says coalition warplanes launched new airstrikes against the last remaining ISIS enclave near Baghouz, Syria. Adnan Afrin told VOA the strikes allowed hundreds of civilians to escape the IS enclave on foot. He added that some fighters were taken into custody. Efforts to negotiate the release of the civilians has been slow as a core group of the remaining IS fighters refuses to surrender. Previous attempts to evacuate civilians were slowed or delayed when fighters opened fire on those trying to flee. Syrian Democratic Forces officials say that once all remaining civilians have been evacuated, they intend to clear Baghouz of Islamic State for good. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro said Thursday he would consider closing the country's border with Colombia and would definitely shutter the border with Brazil.
Yo no quiero tener que tomar una...
He said, I don't want to have to make a decision of those characteristics, but I am considering it, a total closure of the border with Colombia. Maduro made the announcement in a televised interview shortly after a caravan of Venezuelan opposition leaders, led by National Assembly President Juan Guaido, departed for the Venezuela-Colombia border to receive humanitarian aid for needy citizens. Guaido declared himself the interim president in late January and has been recognized by the United States and dozens of other countries as Venezuela's legitimate head of state. The opposition intends to deliver tons of U.S.-supplied food and medicine by land and sea on Saturday. That is warehoused in the Colombian border city of Cúcuta, despite Maduro's objections and order to the military to disrupt their plans. This is VOA News.